Welcome to Fun Fact Friday. My name is Queen Rafi and this is my podcast, Queen Rafi Space. Happy, happy Valentine's Day to you if you're a big fan of, you know, a day like this. If you're not, that's okay. I'm also not a big fan as well. And last year, I actually did a fun fact episode about love. So today, instead of doing an episode about love, we're going to do an episode on romance. Love is in the air. It's love season. So whether you are a fan of Valentine's or not, you definitely can see it everywhere in the air. So let's talk a bit about romance, something that goes hand in hand with love, right? So the very first one I have here for you says, researchers at the University of North Carolina actually found that couples who hugged for just 20 seconds at the end of the day had lower heart rate and blood pressure. So this is just saying that hugs can make you live longer. Yes. You know that, you know, having like a higher heart rate and higher blood pressure is not good for you. So if you hug and it lowers your blood pressure, that's a win-win, right? Especially if you love the person. Whether you love them or not, go and collect your long life and hug away. Secondly, cuddling can alleviate headaches. Yeah. This happens when a hormone known as oxytocin, or the love hormone, is actually released when you're hugging or kissing a loved one. And this has also been shown to reduce headaches. No jokes. I tried this with Mr. M earlier in the day and it worked. Yes, it did work because I was having a headache and I wanted to sleep. And I was just like, you know what, honey, please just come and hug me. I'm not going to lie. Cuddling did help. So this could help as well. Let's get to the third one. This one says kissing can reduce stress. For those of us that I love, today is just the day, right? Kissing can reduce stress, according to research. A particular stress hormone known as cortisol lowers in couples when they kiss. How amazing is that? Something else that is also super cool is the fact that the mid-kiss decline in cortisol levels actually increases in longer relationships. Can you just, how cool is this? Let's quickly move on before the single people come and catch me here. Just looking at a loved one's photograph can actually be enough to relieve physical pain. So if your loved one is not around, or, you know, you're single, but you love your mom, you love your dad, this could be a really good time to just, you know, look at their pictures. So all those times when we watch movies and you see the actors clinging onto their loved one's photos and they sort of feel better, it's not a lie, it works. This has been proven by research. Also, when you're in the early stages of love, you seem to be a less productive person because, you're spending half of your time thinking of the person that you love. According to a 2013 study, participants who were in a new relationship actually showed low cognitive control. What this means is that they had weakened concentration and less of an ability to perform specific tasks. I think this is because they were just too busy thinking about their new love interest. And finally, love and romance seem to go hand in hand. And when somebody tells you that I'm in physical pain, I am in severe pain because I just, you know, experienced a breakup, please believe this, all right? Because the symptoms of a broken heart syndrome, that's what it calls, actually mimics heart attacks with chest pain and shortness of breath. But the good thing is this is temporary, so you're definitely going to recover. So whoever it is that has broken your heart and you are feeling as if you cannot breathe and your heart is, you know, feeling too heavy for you to handle, don't worry, this is gonna get better. And I hope that today, whichever of the divide you fall, which means whether you get gift or not, whether there is bae or not, whether there is boo or not, I pray that you have lots of happiness in your life, lots of amazing romance in your life, and don't forget to pamper yourself if you know that your loved one is gonna going to be around, or, you know, you're single. Check out Tips Tuesday for that. Thank you so much for listening, and have yourself a fantastic, beautiful, sweet, romantic, tantalizing, amazing weekend. Thanks for listening.